It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Wednesday, July 20th, 2022. On our ship schedule today, we have 5 inbounders, we have 5 outbounders, and we have 3 vessels anchored in the river near Astoria. In our marine weather forecast, we have north winds, 5 to 10 knots, gusting to 15, wind waves from the north, 2 feet high at 4 seconds apart, and southwest swells, 3 feet at 17 seconds apart. And today we're going to be talking about a medical emergency on a ship off the Oregon coast over the weekend, and a little bit about what happens when somebody gets sick on board a ship like that when it's far out to sea. But first, a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. We have in our inbounders the ATB Gulf Reliance. She came in from Anacortes, headed for port westward on the river, passing Astoria about 4 a.m. this morning, probably got to Klatskanai by about 6:30 a.m. And a petroleum tanker called the Empire State, also arriving from Anacortes, headed for Portland. She'll pass Astoria inbound around 11:30 a.m. and be in Portland by about 5:30 p.m. The ATB Vision is arriving from Ferndale, headed for the Vancouver Anchorage. She also is carrying refined petroleum. She'll pass Astoria around 1:30 p.m. and be in Vancouver by about 7:30 p.m. The TS Echo is a dry bulk carrier arriving from Sacramento, headed for the Astoria Anchorage. She'll be picking up potash at the Port of Portland. Will be in the Astoria Anchorage at about 4:30 p.m., and eventually she will go upriver to the port to pick up that potash in Portland. And the Grand Pace is arriving from South Korea, headed for Portland, Port of Portland. She's got brand new Hyundais on board, so she's one of those high-sided car carriers. She'll pass Astoria around 10:30 p.m. and be in Portland by about 4:30 a.m. on Thursday. In our outbounders, we have the petroleum tanker, the American Freedom, heading out of Portland, refined petroleum there, departing around 1 a.m. She passed Astoria outbound around 7 a.m. The Ohio is another tanker leaving port westward with ethanol on board, leaving around 11 a.m. She probably will pass Astoria outbound around 1:30 p.m. The ATB Corpus Christi, leaving Portland around noontime. She'll pass Astoria outbound around 6 p.m., refined petroleum there. So a lot of petroleum on the river today. And the Medi Adriatico is leaving Vancouver around 5 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 11 p.m. I think she might have come in with wind turbine parts on board. And the Rigel Leader is heading out of Portland around 6:30 p.m. with brand new Toyotas on board, so another car carrier. She will pass Astoria outbound around 12:30 a.m., so early Thursday morning. And in our Astoria anchorage, we have 3 vessels awaiting orders, the Armonia A, the Manta Chichake, and the C.L. Lindy. Well, today I'd like to talk with you about another unseen aspect of life at sea, and that's what happens when a crew member gets sick on the ship when it's in the middle of a voyage in the ocean. So what made me think of this as a topic for today was a news story this weekend about a sailor on board a bulk carrier off the Oregon coast who was evacuated from the ship by the U.S. Coast Guard because he needed medical attention. I thought this was a good opportunity to talk about what can happen if someone on board is sick and what is sometimes necessary to do if they need more help than is available on the ship. So the Coast Guard reported that they were notified on Saturday that a 29-year-old man had suffered a stroke on board a ship, which was about 1,000 miles west of the coast here off Newport. The ship is called the Malto Hope, and she was not headed for the Columbia River here. She's now down off the California coast and may be headed to San Francisco or L.A. from what I can tell. But watch standers, there are always people standing watch, waiting by the radios to hear distress calls. At the 13th Coast Guard District Command Center, that is right here, at the Air Station Astoria, at the Astoria Warrenton Airport, that's our local Coast Guard station, recommended the ship move closer to shore to be within range for Coast Guard assistance, because they can't just go way out in the middle of the ocean. It's just not feasible for them. So the ship did. And once the vessel was within range, the Coast Guard airlifted the man by helicopter and took him to medical services. So the ship was off the coast of Newport, Oregon, when this happened, and the patient was reported in stable condition, at least after that initial report. So this story brings up some interesting things about how illness is handled on ships far out to sea. When we get sick on land, we have the option to seek medical attention. That usually means driving somewhere relatively nearby, a few hours at most. But people on ships must often be much more self-reliant. In this case, the ship was 1,000 miles offshore and had to change course to close the gap so it was within 200 miles of the U.S. coastline. That's the limit of U.S. territorial waters. It's also a safe limit for U.S. Coast Guard helicopters to make a trip to and from the ship and have enough fuel. That means the ship needed to cover 800 miles as quickly as possible. So if you do a little arithmetic, a ship traveling at sea speed, maybe 25 knots, might need about 32 hours to cover that amount of distance. That's a long time for a stroke victim to wait for medical care. But that doesn't mean that he got no care on board the ship. There's usually some medical help available on vessels. Ships don't usually have a doctor on board per se, but they do have a medical officer, often one of the ship's regular officers who has taken some medical training. This is mostly good for emergencies. Some ships also have internet-based medical advice available, and there are services that provide this for ships. So the medical officer on board can sign in and use a satellite internet connection to speak with a physician on shore and be advised of treatment options. But they may or may not have necessary medication on board and are unlikely to have surgical options available on the ship. In many cases, injuries on board are workplace injuries, since ships are full of sharp metal structures and places where you can easily get hurt. And they're moving all the time when they're at sea, so tossing around in the waves makes getting hurt more likely. Often the medical officer can provide help to stabilize injuries, and the person can wait to get to port if they need more care. When I traveled at sea aboard a cargo ship years ago, when the captain took me on a tour of the ship, I had to wear a hard hat, a protective jumpsuit, and steel-toed shoes before they would permit me to go on deck or below decks. I was wearing the kinds of clothes the entire crew was wearing, actually, outside the bridge. But sometimes, as in the case of this person, they really needed shoreside care. So that's why the ship changed course, kind of a drastic action, until it was within U.S. territorial waters and could be reached by the Coast Guard. But the Coast Guard is a whole nother piece of this story. Evacuating a person from a ship at sea is kind of a big deal. It's like a search and rescue mission for the Coast Guard, but at least the helicopter crew knows where the victim is and doesn't have to search for them. But it does involve the same risky work the Coast Guard does all the time, work that requires a lot of training and certification to accomplish. A flight crew of 4 highly trained Coast Guard rescue personnel flies to the ship, hovers over the moving vessel, lowers a rescue basket on a cable, and then hoists the sick person up to the helicopter and flies them to shore. So this is yet another whole unseen piece of the puzzle of medical issues at sea that happened in this case. It makes me think of the amazing number of highly trained people we have here in our town and region. Astoria, for instance, is an official Coast Guard city, and as such, we have a lot of Coast Guard personnel and their families working and living here. So chances are pretty good that if you're in line, say at the supermarket or anywhere else, a person standing near you is a highly trained and accomplished Coast Guard member who might save your life someday. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.